Desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I know we've had a revival meeting since I've been up here. I think the last time I preached, I used an illustration in the message about casseroles. And I don't think I made casseroles sound real attractive. Casseroles can be good too. This morning, and there's a time for spiritual casseroles. You kind of get a little of different things. That's what a casserole is, a mixture of different things. This morning, we've got some very basic food to share. I had been looking to the Lord what message from Him He wanted this morning. And during the week, I just woke up one morning and the Lord so forcibly gave me this message to share this morning. And it's not a casserole, it's just basic ingredient. Like to look into the Word of God to see what it says about kindness. Remember, a few years ago, I was in Kenya on a particular trip, and I ended up having about 5 flat tires on that trip. While I was driving down roads where no one else lived, deserted roads, first flat tire I had, I found out that even though I had told him to double check before I got the vehicle, found out there was no jack in the vehicle. Found out a spare was bad. Found out, and so through this journey, I had 5, and I could spend the whole time telling you about those stories. But one particular day, I was out on a dirt road. I believe one of my sons was with me, and no one was around, and all of a sudden, had another flat tire. Stopped there basically in the middle of the road and didn't have to worry about traffic. And out in the middle of nowhere in a very rural area in Malawi, and got out, didn't have a jack, didn't know what to do. I was stranded. I was stuck. And so we just stood there and waited, and pretty soon a Muslim man came down the road. He was in a vehicle. The man stopped. And this Muslim man helped us out, got us going again. Do you know that changed, I say changed, it made an impression on me. I'm not promoting Islam, but I will tell you, if you just read in the news, you would think that every Muslim was a terrorist. And the reality is that's not so. I've met a lot of nice Muslims. Their faith isn't right. The things they promote, there are some things they promote that's not right. They don't accept Christ as the Son of God. That's not right. But do you know that there was a man that stopped to someone that was not of his tribe? He was not of his race. He was not of his color. And he was not of his religion. And he stopped and he helped me out. And I appreciated that. It made a difference. And I will remember that till the day I die, unless I lose my memory, which is possible. But do you know that I will remember there was a black Muslim man in the middle of Africa that stopped and showed me some kindness. He probably had things he needed to do. I knew he had a place. He was going places. He had something to do. But he stopped and he sacrificed his time and his energy to help this Christian white missionary, to help him get back on the road. I appreciated that. Do you know that that is a fundamental, it's foundational to Christian living? Scripture over in Ephesians chapter 4 in the 32nd verse, he said, "Be ye kind one to another." And we could stop right there. The rest of the scripture says, "Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be kind one to another." I have been so personally challenged this week. The Lord, it's so simple. He said, be kind. And so I was like, Lord, what does it mean to be kind? What all does that entail? What is kindness all about? You know, we have no better example than Christ Himself. We look at Christ Christ was a busy man. He had lots going. But do you remember when the children wanted to come to Him, then the mothers were bringing the children to Christ, and the disciples were telling Him, sending them away? Do you remember what Jesus said? He said, "Suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." To me, that is the epitome of kindness. Someone that you would say even was of, if you want to look at position, who was in a greater position than Christ? But yet, Christ was interested in the smallest and the lowliest of the children. That's kindness. Jesus, when he looked out over the multitude and it said he was moved with compassion, and they were hungry. It was a temporal need, and the disciples were ready to send them home. And Jesus said, no, just tell them to sit down, because we don't want them to faint by the wayside. And Jesus, remember the little boy that gave his offering of 5 loaves and 2 fish, and Jesus used that and he multiplied it and he fed the multitudes. He was compassionate. That was kindness, looking on the temporal needs that people had. And he said, I have the ability to minister to them. And so he did. That was kindness. It was kindness when he was with the religious leaders. They were Pharisees. But yet Jesus chose to go and sit down with the sinners. And he ate with those that needed a shepherd. Those that really on the surface were unlovable. Those that were really undeserving. The adulterous woman. The woman that had been, that was a harlot, and the Pharisees were looking, saying, does he know what kind of woman this is? But yet Jesus was showing kindness and compassion and love. And so he took time and spent with those that really, maybe you could say, they don't deserve it. Jesus was the one that reached out and touched the leper. Do you remember that? There's so much in that one. I can just see his disciples, and this is extrapolating from the scripture, but I can just see Peter jumping. When Jesus reached out to touch the leper, I can almost in my mind for years, I can see Peter saying, no, Lord, don't, and almost pushing his hand out of the way. Doesn't that sound like Peter? Good intentions, but Jesus was willing to reach out and touch those that you could say, you're going to get leprosy. Don't get close to him. It'll affect you. And yet Jesus showed us what it meant to be kind. And the simple instruction for us this morning is, be kind one to another. Lord, help us. The scripture says the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. You know, it's his kindness. It wasn't just to the saved. It wasn't just to those that are worthy, because are any of us worthy? Do any of us even today, do we deserve the goodness of God? Saved or unsaved alike, folks, we don't deserve his goodness. But it is the kindness and love and compassion of the Lord that brings people to God. It was his kindness. Folks, it's not casserole. It's kindness. Simple ingredient. Kindness. Well, definition of kindness is the quality of being friendly. Be kind. Be friendly. Generous and considerate. Do you know our world would be a lot better place if people would just be kind? Generous? Friendly? How many soulless people do you see when you go to town or do in your workplace? Or people just, we live in a grumpy society. It's kind of my goal when I go through fast food to leave them with a smile. It usually works, not always. But do you know that it ought to be our purpose in life? It ought to be that we want to show the love of God. And how can we better show the love of God than just simple kindness? Being friendly, don't be a grump. Has anybody ever told you you were grumpy? You don't have to raise your hand. Well, there's one head nodding. But do you know that the Lord does not want us to be grumps? But to be friendly, to be kind, considerate, generous, recognizing that there is power in kindness. There's power in it. A pleasant disposition. That's what it means to be kind. A pleasant disposition. A concern for other people. Be kind. Be touched. Be moved when you see someone in need. To be moved with that. And not just, well, I have my own things going. But to be touched, have your heartstrings pulled on a little bit or a lot. That's what it means to be kind. Well, Our world is so full of hurt and pain that, you know, a little bit of kindness can go a long way in this world. We live in a world that is hurting so badly. And do you know that just because we may be saved and love the Lord, we are not exempt from all the pain of this world? There is pain in the world. But how many times have you been touched in the middle of your pain by just a little bit of kindness? How many times have you been going through something difficult in just a kind word? A look of compassion. You all have heard me tell this, and I told Renee on the way to service, I said, one of the problems, and there's more than one, but one of the problems with a pastor being somewhere more than 10 years is you start hearing some of the same stories over. But do you realize that I still remember, and it's because it left an indelible mark on my life. When I was, remember that when I'd have seizures and my body would be jerking and I was walking down, hardly able to walk in the airport, and I was jerking, people look at you thinking you're either on drugs or you're not in your right mind, and people look at you with all kinds of looks, and I still remember the angel of the Lord. There's a woman walking down and she looked at me, not in pity. She didn't look at me with pity, but she just looked at me. And there was something in her eyes that left a mark on me. It was warmth. It was acceptance. It wasn't being looked down upon. Been at the airport before in a wheelchair. Couldn't walk. And I was flying. And the ticket agent would not look and talk to me. He would talk to my wife. It's like pretty soon it's like, yo, I'm right here. I'm okay. I can talk. I didn't tell him that. But it's what I was thinking. And it's why it left a mark, just a little bit of kindness for someone. And it was just a look. That's all it was. I will remember that. And it makes me, Lord, when I see people in need, how do I look at them? Oh, you poor thing. That's not what they want. They just want acceptance. They want someone to laugh at them. Do you know that's part of kindness? People that aren't in the right mind, and you see people laughing at them, is that kind? And I know sometimes that things can be said that are get a little thoughtless. But to be kind is to look at those that have needs, whether it be physical or mental or emotional, and be moved with compassion. And show them respect and dignity as a human being and as a child of God. Do you know what? The Lord wants us to be kind one to another. And sometimes maybe you may feel like everything's together. You might find yourself in a place in life that you're going to need some kindness showed to you too. And kindness goes such a long way. Little bit of kindness. There was a little girl that went to Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher told the story of the Good Samaritan. And you all know that story well. And he said, what would you, the teacher asked the question, he said, if you saw the person lying on the roadside, he said, what would you do? You know, bleeding and all messed up and unsavory, and what would you do? And the little girl, one little girl spoke up, she said, I throw up. Do you know that is the reality? We look at the story of the Good Samaritan and we paint it with a pretty picture, pretty brush sometimes. Pretty nice brush, thinking, oh, this man just, he just went down there and helped this man. And we look at it, you know, that man had to get dirty. That man got bloody. That man was, he had to get down at the level where that man that he helped was. Folks, to show a little bit of kindness, sometimes you're going to have to get your hands a little dirty. Sometimes you're not just going to be able to drop a coin in the bucket and walk on, because now I'm satisfied. I dropped a coin in the, you know, put a dollar in the offering, so I've done my job. Being kind means moved with the compassion. And you may throw up sometimes, but then you'll go and you'll still help them. Do you know that that's what kindness really is? Kindness is not always pleasant, and it's not always pretty, because it takes something to be kind to people. It takes a giving of ourselves. But kind in our acts, do you know that we read over in the 25th chapter of Matthew when Jesus gave us a picture of the judgment scene? Do you know what he judged on? I'll tell you, there is more said in the scripture about these things than there are on most of the doctrines that we teach. You know that? So do we stop teaching those doctrines? Of course not. No. But we need to be sure we keep our priorities right too. There is more said about kindness and love and compassion and doing for others than there was ever said about the outward appearance, than there was ever said about a lot of the other good doctrines showing us God's will. But this gets down to how we live our life, folks. We can have all the doctrines right, but if we don't have that daily kindness for people, we have missed the essence of what it means to serve the Lord. We'll have a facade of righteousness, and what we'll end up being is Church of God Pharisees. Because we've got the doctrine and we're religious and we're strict and we're... But what about the sinner one? What about the one that's laying on the side of the road that needs help? What about the one that's walking down through the airport and you look, what's his problem? And you look at them with love, or the lady in the store in that can't reach up and get something off the shelf, and you step up and say, can I help you with that? Oh, you poor little thing. No! But as brothers and sisters, can I be of assistance? Is there something I can do? Or someone that is grumpy? That you can have the power to, a kind word, a loving word. But it starts, folks, it's in our actions. The deeds of kindness in Matthew 25, what was the judgment about? I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was in prison, and you visited me. Folks, he didn't say he was in prison unjustly. See the difference here? Some people say, well, they don't deserve it because they're there because of what they did. Of course. But you visited me. I was in trouble and I was naked and you clothed me. Folks, that's talking about physical acts. We are not saved by our works, but without works, we will lose our salvation. They don't save us. But without them, folks, where is our faith? Didn't James ask that? Faith without works is what? It's dead. So then, Lord, help us to recognize the beauty of kindness, because aren't a lot of us here because of the kindness of people in our life? So the Lord wants us, in turn, to be kind one to another. We read that over in Matthew 25. It's, if you want something for devotions this week, read through that. In Matthew 25, and it's so poignant, and it moves it, showing the compassion and the kindness that God wants us to have. Assisting other people, and folks, it takes time to be kind. It took time for that man to stop and help me with my tire. I sure appreciate it, though. I could have been there for hours. But someone showed me some kindness. Kindness in our acts. Kindness in our spirit. Kind of touched on that already, but being moved with the infirmity of other people. The elderly, the handicapped, disabled, those that are going through difficult times. Be kind in our spirit, in how we relate, in how we deal, recognizing that, you know, this might be someone that's hurting. This is someone that has been hindered in some way. It's not always physical. You know, there are a lot of people, and I could tell you to look at the next person sitting next to you this morning. Might be your children, your husband and wife, but do you recognize we live in a world that sometimes you don't know the pain that people are going through? And there have been times that I was going through something very difficult, and someone without any knowledge would just show a little bit of kindness. And you know, it just, you know how the devil works. Has the devil ever tried to make you think people really didn't care about you? I almost would like to ask for a show of hands. I'm not, though. But do you know what? The devil likes to work that way. And do you know that sometimes there can be someone just out of the blue come and show some kindness, and the Lord's just saying, you know what? They love you. They're thinking of you. They care about you. They're not unmoved. The Lord wants us to be that instrument of kindness on a daily basis. Not hard-hearted. Kind in action. Kind in spirit. Kind in behavior. You know, kindness in behavior means courteous, not rude, not rough, not crabby, not sour. It's not real pleasant to be around sour people. Do you know any sour saints? I know I'm asking some questions, but do you know that that does not do a lot to win people to Christ? It actually has this, it's like, well, that's what serving the Lord is. I'm good. I don't need that. The Lord doesn't want us to be grouchy Christians, crabby saints, sour. They're just always a sharp word. Just always, they're unpleasant in disposition. Folks, the grace of God can help us. And I believe probably in all of our lives there are areas that we're touching on this morning that we could do a little bit better. I will say, I have been so challenged this week. Is Lord, in action, in behavior, in spirit, and yes, we're going to get there, in tongue. Lord, help me to be kinder. A kinder people, because this is the essence of serving God. It's in kindness. Well, you all have heard my story about going through McDonald's drive-thru too. When someone paid for my meal, or it was actually 3 yogurt parfaits. There's a message that was called 3 yogurt parfaits a couple years ago. I was buying them for the family, just taking 3 yogurt parfaits home. Got up there and they said, someone paid for it. Person behind you paid for it. And I looked back, I didn't know who it was. And I told you when I preached that message, and I'll say again, I didn't know that angels were bald and drove blue GTs. But this one did. I was struggling. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I love you. I care about you. And it cost that bald angel a little over $3. That was an act of kindness. You ought to try it. Lord, ever impress upon you just little deeds of kindness. You may not be able to do a lot or give a lot, but kindness is not about in the quantity. It's about in the compassion show. Over in Proverbs 31, we read about the virtuous woman. We read about a woman that, oh, she was so virtuous and so talented and so capable. And do you know that it struck me. I read what Clark said about a passage there in Proverbs 31. And I just want to read you what he said, because in 31:26, the verse says this: she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of what? You remember? It's the law of kindness. I thought, okay, what is this? And this is what Clark said about it, and it meant something. This is the most distinguishing excellence of this woman. The law of kindness. It wasn't that she bought a field. It wasn't that she stayed up all night sewing for her family. It was her tongue. It said, there are very few of those who are called managing women. In other words, this woman was talented. I mean, she had things together, and she knew business, and she was taking care of this woman in charge. Y'all know some women like that? Women in charge? This is what Clark said. There are very few of those who are called managing women who are not lords over their husbands, tyrants over their servants, and insolent among their neighbors. But this woman, with all of her eminence and excellence, was of a meek and quiet spirit. Blessed woman! Exclamation mark. I thought, wow. Blessed woman. Because with all of the virtues that she had, when she opened her mouth, came out the law of kindness. You know, that's for, the scripture says, let your speech be alway with what? With grace. Seasoned with salt. Our words, folks, have so much power to wound and to hurt. And folks, this starts at home. Starts at home with our children. Brothers and sisters, how you talk to each other. You affect one another. Husbands and wives, how you talk to each other and the words that you say. And sometimes people just get so comfortable that sometimes we need to stop and, was this as kind as it could have been? a little bit too sharp, or maybe a little impatient, or maybe a little cutting. Lord, would you help it to be that when we open up our mouths, that the law of kindness would be what comes out. Love, compassion, not hurtful or painful. The scripture says in Proverbs 15:23, a word spoken in due season, how good it is. But do you know words go the other way too? There's been some words spoken before you say how bad it is. Folks, the Lord wants us to be a kind people with our tongue. Kind in behavior, kind in action, kind in spirit, and kind in our tongue. After the Lord gave me this message, I saw a little poster thing, little post actually, but it was of a poster, and it said, it just was right along, and I wrote it down to share it. It said, things that you cannot recover. Five things that you cannot recover. A stone after it's thrown. A word after it's said. An occasion after it's missed. Time after it's gone. And trust after it's lost. I know that there are some things that can be regained with time. But do you know, once words come out of our mouth, they can never be captured. Thinking along the lines of what we heard in Sunday school this morning, folks, there's relationships that have been broken by just a few words. Just a few words. And it broke relationships. I found out this week, someone, and you know what can break up families? Break up family relationships. Just a few words. Heard this week of in a certain family, someone had sent a text to a family member that they'd had years and years of great relationship. One text. It isolated. It drove a wedge that was never repaired. The person may have not known the damage, what we heard in Sunday school. They may have not recognized what their words did. They may have been one of those cars that did some splattering and didn't know it. But there was a lot of pain left in its wake. You know, this morning the Lord wants us to guard our tongue, to speak with kindness and recognize, you know, there's true beauty in kindness this morning. There's nothing more beautiful than kindness. There's so much power in kindness. Over in Acts 28, we won't take the time to read it. Remember when Paul was shipwrecked? The scripture says, the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the rain and because of the cold. These were barbarians, and it was in the Bible. I mean, that was important enough for Paul to write about it. He said they were barbarians, but it was cold and they built a fire for us. It was raining and they helped us with shelter. Oh, do you know how the Lord wants that to be what we are known as a people of God? The Lord doesn't want us to be known of those self-righteous people, of those people that are like Pharisees, of those people that, yeah, you get on their bad side. No, He wants us to be known as a people because of the love of God, that are showing kindness. There is power in kindness, folks. There was a man, and I almost think I shared this a few years ago, but there was a manager by the name of Steve that he had a purpose to go visit each one of his employees and just let them know he appreciated what they were doing. And he walked into the office one day, and he told a man by the name of Lenny, he said, Lenny, he said, I appreciate the work that you do. And he said, you've saved me so much time because you're doing such a good job, and you're just invaluable to us. And you know, we appreciate it. A little while later, Lenny went into that manager's office and he gave him a gift. And he said, I want to tell you how I got the money for this gift. He said, I had a gun and I sold it. And he said, I bought that for you. He said, for months, I had a gun at home. And he said, every night I would go home, and he said, I take that gun. He said, for a while I couldn't even hardly pick it up. But he said, every night I would do the same thing. He said, finally I'd get to where I'd pick it up, and I'd hold it night after night. And he said, and then when I got comfortable, I started raising it to my head. And he said, and then I got to the place I was putting that gun in my mouth. And he said, then I started to put pressure every night, just a little bit more pressure on that trigger. He said, I was going to kill myself. And he said, I was building up to it. I couldn't do it overnight. But he said, the night you came and told me that, he said, that night, he said, those words just kept coming back to me that I was valuable. And he said, I couldn't do it anymore. And he went and he sold it. He was going to take his life. Folks, that was just a little bit of kindness. You do not know the power that a little bit of kindness can have. Because I think probably everybody here knows the power of a little bit of unkindness. Don't we? Do you know the Lord wants us to, and you may never know, it may not be, you know, that's a pretty powerful story. But you know what? I think if you knew how many people get really close to that place, I don't know if you'd be surprised or not. But I can tell you, I know personally that there's a lot of people that struggle with this very thing, and sometimes they're sitting right next to you. Saved people that are struggling with feeling worthless. And you may think, oh yeah, the Lord's just blessing them and everybody likes them. You don't know the struggles that people go through. Kindness is so important, folks. People you meet in the world, these grumpy people, they may have some really rough things going on in their life. And they just need someone to be kind to them. Show them some love. It's so powerful. But we're going to try to close shortly, but there's a few things I'd like to mention by the help of the Lord before we do. Kindness, folks, must be motivated by love. Because see, and it was mentioned in Sunday school, we cannot buy ourselves out. We can't buy ourselves or pay something off when there's things that need to be taken care of. But, do you remember over in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, in other words, deeds of kindness, and have not charity, what did he say? Profiteth me nothing. But when you have the love of God, that is what motivates us. That's what motivates God's people to kindness. It's because of love. It's not because the Pharisees that I give to the poor. No. It was because of the love of God that we give and we watch our tongue and we watch our spirit and our attitude and our behaviors. It's not living according to a law. It's not because we have to, but it is because of the love of God. And so then if we recognize there's places that maybe we need to do a little bit better, do you know what the root is, Lord? Would you give me more love? Lord, would you increase my love for those that are destitute? Would you increase my love for my wife or my husband or my children and help me to be more careful in my words and make me more aware of some of the damage that maybe my words have done, and help me, Lord, to speak with the law of kindness. So who are we to be kind to? Jesus told us to love your enemies and do good to them and lend to them, hoping for nothing again. In other words, I'm going to give to you so you'll give back to me. Jesus said, no, do good to your enemies. Be kind to those that don't treat you right. Be kind to them. And Aristotle, the philosopher, said, define kindness as helpfulness towards someone in need, not in return for anything, and not for the advantage of the helper himself. Isn't that good? It's not for the advantage of the helper. It's not so I'll be kind, so I'll be advanced. But I'm going to be help kind because of the love of God. As you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, so you have done it unto me. Done what? A cup of cold water. You may say, well, I don't have... Can you speak a kind word? Can you look at someone with kindness? When your spouse or your children or your brother or your sister or someone in the congregation, or your pastor, or your person you work with, or the person you go to school with, when they get on your nerves, lives. And they frustrate you. And that's reality, isn't it? That's where we live, folks. It's where we live. Can I be a little bit kinder? Can I show with my spirit and my behavior and my words and my actions? Can I show kindness because of the love of God? And to godliness, add what? Brotherly kindness. Okay, so we're supposed to be kind to our enemy, but Jesus also said be kind to your brother. So children, young people, brothers and sisters, this is a good place for it to start at home. Well, that's my brother and sister, and it doesn't matter. That's where it starts. Husbands and wives, it starts with us. Parents, kindness. Well, Galatians 6:10 said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto who? All men. But especially to those who are of the household of faith. Folks, this is where kindness starts, but it doesn't end there. It should just spread out. So in conclusion, Colossians 3, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness. Put on kindness. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and the list goes on. But I would just like to encourage us in love this morning. And I hope that someone here, if not everybody, if at least one other person can get the challenge that I received in my own life. Folks, it's not a casserole. Basic ingredient. Serving the Lord is just kindness. In spirit, in act, in behavior, and in tongue, may we be a people identified by the love of God demonstrated through our kindness.